there were interesting questions about the believability. They wanted to know, you know, wanted to talk about how do you know what sources of information to trust? And I think that's something that a lot of people are asking, you know, and rightfully so. I think that we've entered an era where the brand behind a media outlet is not as important as it used to be. You know, it's people go to Facebook or whatever, and then they end up, you know, getting into a story, and they might not even know who wrote that story or where it came from or what have you. And so they had some interesting questions about wanting to know about, you know, they asked me, how do I decide who to trust and what to trust? And so that was interesting.
Yeah, and I'm curious your thoughts on that. You know, obviously, as a financial reporter, you've got access to a lot of different sources on Wall Street, in Washington, D.C., all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
How do sources really build up that credibility with you?
Well, when it's your own sources, you develop that relationship, you develop that rapport, and you know that there are some people who they prove themselves over time. We are often in my line of work talking in a sort of in a speculative way about here's what might happen next. Here is where there's some sort of degree of import regarding something that might happen. When over time you slowly learn that there's some people who get it right. And then there's others who get it right less often. And so you do it that way. And what I was saying to the students in the class is that, you know, whenever you're reading a story or listening to something on television or the radio or whatever it may be, listen for who are the sources that they cite. You know, if they say, according to reports, blah, 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 well, that means they didn't actually do any reporting themselves. That means that they read it somewhere, just like you could have, and they might not even be adding anything to it. And I think there's more and more and more of that happens across the industry. Whereas if somebody says, you know, according to a you know, documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, blah blah blah, okay, you know that you've got something there that's solid and that you can put some level of trust in. And I think that we're always, all of us, not just the purveyors of news, but the consumers of news, we sort of, it's upon our ourselves to gauge the truthfulness of whatever it is that we're reading or engaging with all the time.
You and I were talking just briefly before we opened up the microphones here, and you've been with CNBC for about 10 years, so yep. You joined just before the financial crisis of 2008. I'm curious how that period, you know, shaped your views on financial reporting in particular, because in some ways there may have been some signs leading up to that financial crisis that this was happening. Mm-hmm. Some of those signs were missed by a lot of people in financial media all over the place.
Yeah.
How is, you know, going through that as a reporter influenced you?
Well, it's very often the case that the very biggest things are missed entirely. And in some ways, I would even argue that that is what makes them big things. You know, nobody expected the Brexit vote to go the way that it went. People didn't expect the presidential election to go the way that it went. And, well, I can tell you one way. For example, I don't like my reporters to report on or talk about polls at all anymore. I've had it. I don't think that it is abundantly clear. It has been demonstrated again and again and again that polling isn't as good as it might have been at one time. Did people know that Bear Stearns was going to go down to $2 a share? You know, no. There were some people who knew it, some people who made a lot of money from knowing it, but they were the rare ones. And I think that the big thing to take away from that as a journalist is that you've just got to always be trying. You've got to always be reminding yourself to not get caught up in this herd mentality where I've got to report it this way because, well, this is how the Journal reported it or this is how Bloomberg is saying it. We don't want to be too far away from, you know, be willing to take an opposite viewpoint or at least a viewpoint that isn't doesn't mesh with the consensus sometimes.